So we are in a church, and we're observing the service going on, and a lady comes during the invitation time and begins to lay her hands on individuals. She begins to speak in other languages, and instantly I discerned and I needed to stop her. I reached around, told her to take her hands off the man. Here, the woman was not a believer, but involved in some kind of, a group called the Order of Melchizedek. Had nothing to do with being a real believer in Christ, but the languages she spoke were counterfeit to the real biblical gift of speaking in other languages, other tongues. And the transference of demonic presence is what she was trying to do. Hey, we're going to talk about counterfeit tonight. This is Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net on the web. This is April the 14th, and we are ready in the middle of this month with all the great weather around us to tell you that in the last of the last days, there is truly a broader battle on the church. And if Jesus gives the heads up and tells us that seducing spirits, counterfeit signs, wonders, miracles, if he tells us about the ramping up, if the communication is clear, don't let anyone deceive you, then every believer should have a heads up. Every believer should be literally at the cutting edge spiritually. If you're a believer in Christ, the Spirit of God that dwells in you can grant to you the discernment to know, to see. And nowadays, it's not just a matter of exposing underground Satanism, Luciferic stuff, and talking about the New Age movement, secret societies, and all the rest. What about the plot, the satanic plot to enter into the church and counterfeit supernatural giftings, signs, wonders, powers, in order to bring corruption, disruption, and confusion to the body of Christ? Well, we are in the, part three of the series this week, The Last of the Last Days, Battle on and in the Church. Now, Wednesday night here is the counterfeit looks like the real. Question, can you tell the difference? Can you tell the difference? Let's take a few moments first. Let me welcome everyone listening. I want to say hello right now to Kathy, to Karen, to Eric, to many others that are emailing in, letting me know some things that are going on, to my friend in Texas, others. Appreciate the emails and the heads up and the information and the prayers. And we do look for your prayers also. I want to say again hello to all those that came to the St. Louis conference. And boy, it was great to see all of you and to, just be involved with other leaders. Now we're looking forward to less than 2 weeks away down in Nashville, the 23rd, 24th. And I am praying that many of you will come to the Nashville conference. It should be utterly packed to the gills. We should really see, because this, and I've been to many, many conferences over the years, and there are conferences all over right now, but I believe that it's this kind of conference with the kind of content that needs to be given now. And if you can't come, pray for all of us down there. But if you can, do what you can. Seek the Lord. Come on down to Nashville. Tom Dunn has initiated this conference in Nashville. And I believe it's today that he's being interviewed by Derek Gilbert from PID Radio, Peering into Darkness Radio. Derek and Sharon, many of you might know, and they've had me on their show numerous times. We've got a link to their website. If you go to shatterthedarkness.net, go down to the left side, you'll find an icon, PID Radio, and you can hear the interview with Tom Dunn. Now, Tom has set up conferences here in the Mansfield area, and we're going to ask Tom to set one up for Canton, Ohio, maybe by September. There are those requesting that we come to South Florida, California, Montana. If you are interested in what we do and you'd like for us to come, we're in Michigan. We taught for 6 hours on Saturday, a one-day conference. And we have that conference up on the web. It is offered free to you right now. And you can get the entire Michigan conference along with all the notes. We'll try to put up our part in the St. Louis conference. Now, I know that Tom is going to record and make a DVD of the Nashville project. But I think that it's going to be absolutely one of the most important ones. And I believe a kind of a cutting edge kind of show. Or, I call it radio show when we do radio, but it is a conference, a seminar. It deals with a very intense, packed conference material. L.A. Marzulli will be there. Mike Bennett from Future Quake Radio. Guy Malone from Alien Resistance in Roswell. We have Tom Bionic, Mike Tater actually is his name, from Future Quake Radio. Also Joe Jordan, with his DVD out and soon coming book coming out, Unholy Communion. And then Chris White, Nowhere to Run. Many of you know him. And Chris Pinto, he does documentary films. And Derek Gilbert from PID Radio will be doing all of the emceeing. So this is going to be a very, again, filled with content, cutting-edge material, about many of the conspiracy topics and the issues that are needed to be dealt with now. And I think that I looked over the website. If you go to shatterthedarkness.net and scroll down, you'll see Conference for Nashville, April the 23rd, 24th. Now, where it says www.last-days.net, click on that. You'll get their website. It will show you the conference site. It will list all the speakers. It will give you a schedule. It will tell you the topics that each one is going to be able to speak. And I'm going to go over a few of those topics on Friday. They're going to involve praise and worship early in the morning. Lynn Marzulli will deal with the politics, prophecy, and the supernatural, part one. Dr. Future, Michael Bennett, will deal with the role of sorcery and drugs in opening the last day's spirit porthole. Then there is Tom Bionic, Sleep Paralysis, A Modern Connection to an Ancient Evil. Chris Pinto, Hidden Faith of America's Founders. Russ Dizdar will do Satanic Rituals, A New Level of Spiritual Warfare, Power Behind the Anarchy, Globalism, the Antichrist, What Can and Must Be Done. Now, Saturday, once again, Lynn Marzulli begins part two of Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. Chris White will do the 2012 Deception, What Is It, and Why It's Important. Guy Malone will do Evidence for Spiritual Warfare of the UFO, or Spiritual View of the UFO Phenomenon. Joe Jordan will deal with the Unholy Communion. He's going to talk about the casualties of a cosmic war. And he's got a lot of individuals that can give testimony how they have broken free from all of these abductions and everything else. Now, at 5:40 on Saturday, Russ Dizdar, myself, I will be doing, and it's titled Satanic Rituals, New Levels of Satanic Weaponization, The Evolution of Planetary Defense Weapon Systems, The Coming Planetary Wave, and The Eve of Armageddon. So I will pray, and we're going to be praying that you'll be able to come down, and we encourage you to pray about it, ask the Lord to help you, and join us down there. Send us in some emails letting us know you're coming. Register as soon as you can, and we would love to connect with you down there. Great to be in a conference, and great to interact. I'm looking forward to hearing from the guys and all the content. And that's the exciting thing. Now, listen, we do want to come to your area. And so let us know. It doesn't take a whole lot. When I went to Michigan, it's simply travel issues and a cheap old hotel somewhere and maybe a love offering somehow. When it comes to me, the other guys might have a different requirement. But we'd love to come. And we've done this in the past. We went to Massachusetts. We spoke and taught on Friday night. We did a leadership training in the area of spiritual warfare. And then all of Saturday morning and afternoon, we taught. Sunday morning, I preached an evangelistic service. Actually, the church had two separate ones, about 600 people in each service. So I preached the same message twice. So the entire weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday morning. And for pastors, we would love to come and prepare your folks 4 months in advance for evangelism. Now, when we did this to a local church here, they had 800 members. Now, we prepared them, and we gave them some teaching ahead of time, and they brought in a lot of visitors on the Sunday morning. Now, we taught Friday and Saturday, but Sunday morning was the evangelistic outreach, and we had 12 salvations immediately that morning with another 24 people coming forward, and the church was lit up and excited. So we love to do, and we call it an impact weekend. Friday night teaching, Saturday night teaching, Sunday morning, impact evangelism, and we'd love to come in your direction. So let us know, shatterxmailsbcglobal.net, shatterxmailsbcglobal.net, and we would love to be a part of coming into your area. Now, people have asked me before, how many people does it take? Well, I've said before, I don't care if you have 10 or 15 or 10,000. I'll give my heart and life to whatever the conditions are. And we have come in and spoken to small group counseling centers, local church small groups. So let us know what you need, what you want, and we can see about connecting with you in your area. And if you want a larger conference, I can let Tom Dunn know, and we can talk about setting up and who you want to come into that area. And again, I look at it as a very a broad impact. Now, we just came from St. Louis. There was a lot of individuals that wanted ministry, some that we got to do and talk with, others pray with, and many others, brave individuals that work in psychiatric units. They work in other areas, and they want to be able to take Christ and his healing and deliverance into people. And so it was really great to meet so many guys and ladies there. And I know others wanted ministry. And this occurred in other places we've gone. So my mentality is bring the best content in the sense of what we do. And look for ministry of individuals. And other than that, the meeting, the fellowship is really, really quite great. So we love to do it. And we'd love to come your way. But I'm going to tell you right now, there has been no conference like this coming up. And with the subject matter, with the different backgrounds, it's going to be, I think, a beginning of this kind of conference across the United States. And listen, in Europe, in Britain, in Australia, in Canada, we'll come. We'll come to those areas. You be praying about it. We've got invitations from Europe, from England, and other places also, Australia. We'd love to come. And so really begin to pray about it and see. Let's see what God opens up along the way. Again, want to say thank you for being here on Wednesday night. We get 1 hour with you. And that hour, I believe, is providential. And there may be some coming in that never have listened to this show before. Want to say that we welcome you. We trust that it is the providence of God. I know three things for sure. God loves you. God knows who you are. And God does want you. And you can come, if you don't know, you can come to know God personally and have God's grace, power, love, the gift of eternal life dwelling within you through the Lord Jesus Christ. Now listen, if you are a New Ager, you're seeking a remote viewer, a military, maybe you're monitoring the show. Maybe you got to do that for the government right now, or you're doing it for the underground. Glad you're here. Because the grace and the power of God, we prayed that God would engage you. And we hope that you can take an honest and open-hearted look and listen to what we're talking about. It's about your life. It's about you. It is the Spirit of God that compels me to be here for you. And so here we are. Now we're in a series, Last of the Last Days. And the battle that's going to be on and in the church. Monday night, we dealt with the issue of the satanic agenda to infiltrate. Many churches out there are having purposed, planned, plotted infiltration beyond anything the church has ever seen. With satanic chosen ones, with ritual satanic warfare. And without knowing what they do cloaked in their secrecy, many churches and individuals have been hurt. And we're praying for the hurt and for those who have had temporary setbacks and defeats. God will restore you. God can once again pick you up. And we hope that you'll listen to the Monday night archives of the show we did. Now, Tuesday night, we did the session on indestructible body of Christ, but it is the target of the full force of hell itself. So don't be surprised. Don't be surprised that you hear about churches going through troubles. Don't be surprised that you hear about all kinds of corruption things going on, because part of the audacity of the dark side is to target the body of Christ. There is no more hated physical body, institution, people than the body of Christ. So realize that it is the target. Jesus said, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail. Now that tells me that we've been birthed in the context of a war, a spiritual war. The Word of God tells us in 1 John 3:8, the reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. Destroy it. So understand, as we read in Matthew 4, Satan's audacity to confront the Son of God, literally to try to get him to sin, using the Word of God in a counterfeit, out-of-context way to try to deceive Jesus. And if you see how that went, please understand there's something there to teach us how to stand, how to quote the Word of God, how to realize that that kind of, well, approach, direct approach, may be used in your life and against you. Very important for us to realize the kinds of attacks that come. So I want to, let you know about tonight's dealing with the counterfeit. Let me give you a backdrop to this if you go to 2 Thessalonians 2. In that incredible prophetic revelation that the infinite, uncreated Spirit of God has given again and again, we find the panoramic view that before the parousia of the Lord Jesus Christ, that's the Greek word, there's three primarily used, parousia, epiphany, apocalypse, in reference to the coming of Christ in the catching up of the church, the glorification of the believers, and in the visible, seeable apocalypse, Revelation 19. Now, in 2 Thessalonians 1, chapter 2, rather, we have this coming of the Lord, this parousia, and are being gathered to him. Well, before that occurs, there's going to be a couple of things that happen. It's very emphatic in the original Greek that, first of all, a great revolt, a great rebellion, a great chaos will occur. And connected and inseparable to that will be the apocalypse. Listen, it's called the apocalypse Anthropos Anamos, the man of lawlessness. Obvious, again, reference to satanic, rise, or literally the apocalypse, the unveiling of the Antichrist. And I'm glad the Word of God gives us different titles and definitions and very deep, detailed information about the Antichrist. Because the Antichrist is going to have whoever that is, All these characteristics are going to have to come out. What the Spirit of God said through Daniel. What the Word of God says in 2 Thessalonians 2, in 1 John 2, and in the book of Revelation. You're talking about the most powerful supernatural individual, the most masqueraded spiritual being in human history on the face of the earth. That's going to lead, by sheer satanic force, counterfeit powers, masqueraded powers, the whole world astray. And along with the apocalypse of the Antichrist, many people forget that there's going to also be the rise of a what looks like a lamb. I mean, they're going to look like a religious figure, a spiritual figure. Might even look passive and, to the world, but the false prophet will have massive counterfeit satanic supernatural powers. When that begins, you're talking now the pinnacle, the apex of satanic manifestation in demonstrative, seeable signs, wonders, that will bring deception. Now, we've been told in the context of the rise of the Antichrist, read it again, 2 Thessalonians 2. Read it again and again and again. In conjunction with the coming of the man of lawlessness, Satan will be at work. The word means supernaturally operative. He'll be operative in what is called pseudo. They are false, but it's more than just false. It's the idea of counterfeit. There are going to be signs, wonders, and miracles that are going to look just like what Jesus did, just like what we see in the book of Acts. We're going to see supernatural events, demonstrative, right in your face, strange things that are going to occur. Now, yes, they are occurring among false prophets like Sai Baba. They're going to occur among cults and the occult. All kinds of things will occur. But we're now saying that we need to realize that just as Satan would love to infiltrate the church to bring corruption, to bring confusion, to bring distraction, Satan would love to come and bring counterfeit signs, wonders, and miracles. I'm going to tell you something. In working with undergrounders for over 20 years, working with those chosen ones who have sub-personalities that are demonized, that can counterfeit any charismatic gifting and can even bring forth what sounds like prophecies, seems like a word of knowledge, clearly sounds like tongues speaking in tongues, bring healings, transference of powers, and will also bring into the church, and we've been seeing this lately, down in Florida a couple years ago, now down south, where counterfeit is being brought into the fellowship, to where Christians are being told that God is doing something new. It's always something new, something new, something new. So don't try to look in the Bible for this kind of stuff because it's new and it's different. So every kind of, once you take that doorway, once you kick out the Word of God, then you've prepared people for anything that goes. In the seven churches in the book of Revelation, counterfeit infiltration with counterfeit doctrine, counterfeit spirituality, counterfeit practices were attempted. We've seen this from the 60s on. We have dealt with deliverances where demonic presence has come up. They can do prophetic words. They can speak in tongues. They can even try to stretch out and touch you with some kind of power. In every case where we've commanded the demon to stop and commanded the demon out, the supernatural ability they once had was gone. When the demon's out, the counterfeit working, sign, wonder, gifting, supernatural ability is gone. I believe more than ever the Word of God teaches in the book of 1 John, and I just plead with you, I just urge you, I beg you in the sight of God, study 1 John, read it, let God speak into you. It is there where the Spirit of God says, test the spirits to see whether they are from God. Now, when you go to places and they begin to tell you, don't think anything resistance-wise, don't be critical, just sit there, open your heart, be passive, take in everything that comes. Well, this happened up in Toronto. You were told to be absolutely passive, so that whatever occurs could come to you and you can just receive it without any check, without any testing. You ever read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, where we're told in the context of supernatural workings, prophecies, and so forth, the scripture says, test everything, and then hold on to the good. See, I have no problem testing everything. I have no problem. See, my issue is this, and I'll bring this out Friday in a broad way. The best defense is an awesome offense. The reason why the early church in the book of Acts for 30 years, where God's power, giftings, signs and wonders, excuse me, and many other things occurred, they were not afraid. They did not back off. They allowed the real, genuine powers, signs, giftings, workings of the Holy Spirit of God operate. It was in that context, and usually on the field, in the midst of a spirit-filled evangelism, where demonic engagement occurred. Excuse me. Demonic engagement occurred, even with Bar Jesus, the Jewish sorcerer, when a mist came over his face and he went blind by the hand of God in front of everybody. Paul, filled with the Spirit, spoke to him about his constant attempt to pervert the right ways of the Lord. Every satanic infiltrator, everyone operating by demonic planos or counterfeit imposter spirits, when they try to, listen, the demons will try to use individuals, not just for the public at large, but the audacity to come into church. It's the glory of these underground satanic chosen ones and their covens if they can infiltrate a church and pull the wool over and literally deceive with an ultimate goal to bring corruption, a bad testimony, division, and wound and hurt a lot of believers. We were tracking one of these undergrounders who had the ability to up front seem like a Christian. As a matter of fact, a Christian, local Christian television station had him on. Now, we've been tracking him for 2 years. He went around as if he was Reverend so-and-so, Pastor so-and-so. He preached in churches and places and conferences and so forth. But we had eight of his victims of satanic ritual abuse, sexual abuse. He had the ability to split the personality, program, demonize, and use these individuals. So we went after him. We tried to engage him, tried to get him to meet with us. We even ran a surveillance project on him one night. A young man was missing. His father was calling us, crying for us to help find his son that had been abducted. He said that it was this minister guy that seemed like a fake that may have taken him. So we did what we did with law enforcement, but we had our team, got a hold of this man's address, drove over to the city. We contacted this man by phone, though we were in the car right outside the backside of his house. I began to talk to the man, and the man began to say, "Oh, you're talking to me, Pastor Dizdar, we're very glad to know you, and we want you to know we're working for the Lord too, and no, I've never seen this young man, no, we don't know anything about him, we don't know where he's at." Just as he was saying that, the young man with another individual walked out onto the balcony to smoke a cigarette. They let him out. We observed this with our eyes and saw the young boy. We talked to the man a little longer, and we asked if he would meet with one of our staff members down the road at a restaurant. I got to the restaurant first, sat down in a booth. My friend met this guy at the door, came in, and literally this man sat behind me back to back, talking to our staff member. I listened to the entire conversation. This man claims to know me, Russ Dizdar. This man claims to have worked with me, telling my staff member, "Oh, yes, I know Russ. Oh, yes, we've worked together. Oh, yes, we have met and talked." He lied through his teeth. He was sitting back to back with me. He didn't recognize me. When he got up, I looked at him. He looked at me, and he went on. This man was on the outside, the masquerade, acting like a believer, talking like a believer, in some ways overdoing it. But inside, purposed, plotted, with real dark powers, masqueraded, counterfeit. It looked like the real thing. He sounded like the real. Matter of fact, we sent a team. He was speaking at a Christian conference. He had been pulling the wool over a lot of people's eyes. But everywhere he went, as he began to counsel women, we found out later he began to give drugs in their drink. He began to hypnotize them, work with them to create subpersonality, sexually use them, cause tremendous havoc. This man abducted another young man. This man we went after. We sent a team into a meeting where worship and praise, and he was going to be a speaker. This man got up. He played Amazing Grace on the piano. He got up and preached somewhat of a sermon. Then he went around laying hands on people to prophesy on them. Our team wouldn't let him touch them. As he got done doing all this, and the people clapped and watched and observed him, because they were told to accept anything supernatural, even if it was weird, even if it was off base, even if it didn't seem right, even if you had a check in your spirit, because it was supernatural, and the guy was saying God, and the guy was saying the Lord, and the guy was presented as some kind of minister, you weren't allowed to question it. You weren't allowed to test it. As a matter of fact, you were put down if you disagreed, or if you wanted to ask questions, or if you felt some kind of discernment that this was wrong. I want you to know that masqueraded satanic powers can look like and seem like the very powers of God, but are absolutely lethal, and they're not. I'm going to give you six things tonight concerning it. I'm going to give you then three things on countering it and engaging. I'm going to tell you that this man had deceived an entire crowd. We finally went to the TV station. As we talked about the man and his methodologies, they finally agreed, and they knew something was wrong, but they couldn't put their finger on it. I've had leaders tell me that in churches and in counseling centers. We knew something was wrong, but we couldn't put our finger on it. If you get a clear spiritual check, now I want to warn you right now, there's a difference. You can read this in Timothy, Titus. There's a difference between evil suspicions and real discernment. When the Spirit of God gives you clarity about somebody to say they are not of God, this is wrong, the proof is in the pudding, it will demonstrate itself. Be careful, though, is what the Bible says, evil suspicions. If you don't like somebody's style, if you don't like their haircut, if you don't like the way they do certain things, and if you have in you a sense of negativism, criticism, and you have evil suspicions, and then you project that, you can harm good, you know, servants of God with bad talk. Remember in Galatians what it says about the acts of the flesh. They include malice. That means behind the scenes, casting a dark and bad shadow over someone by telling others they must not be of God, that something's wrong, you know, and never being able to nail anything down. So here's where we've got to have a lot of discernment. Be aware that evil suspicions usually shows itself that a person is in the flesh. There's no, when you really dig into this person's criticisms of another, that there's no fruit, no reality, no, well, the proof's in the pudding. There's no proof. And so be very careful that we do not slander real believers only because we don't agree with their style or, you know, some secondary issues. Very important. On the other hand, if you have a clear Holy Spirit check, that's what I found usually occurs. If you know individuals that have the charismatic gift of discerning spirits, it is good to have them look in on where there may be a check. A couple of years ago, people emailed me again and again and again and again about a revival down in Florida and about a man named Todd Bentley. And they asked me to look into it again and again. I wanted to go down. We could not go down. We've done this at other times, at other places. And we found both on the one side, good things occurring, but on the other side, some counterfeit stuff coming in. I'm going to tell you now that in the day that we live, here's the warning. Revivals and powerful things can occur from God. Massive things, nothing. Listen, nothing has changed. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God's power, God's signs, God's wisdom, God's word, all is the same. And massive demonstrative grace, power, mercy can be demonstrated, salvation, real revivals. But what we need to understand now, if you've done a study of revivals in the past, just like in the past where there are great revivals, great power of God, sometimes Satan tries to come in and slip in through someone, because most people think, well, if it's a great, powerful thing going on, how could Satan even get in? The same way he did at the Lord's Supper. When Judas was in the room, he didn't believe in Christ. His heart was filled with evil. And that was the gateway for Satan to have legalities to get in. In the early church, Acts chapter 4, prayers were just answered. Power of God fell, shook the building. The people went out everywhere witnessing. Look into chapter 5. People are getting saved, healed, delivered. All kinds of great things are being done. And right in the context of great and powerful things being done, a great and powerful, you know, church is developing, and Satan seeks somewhere, Ananias and Sapphira, to get in and infiltrate, to bring harm, to bring counterfeit. So it's not just, you know, weak, anemic, liberal, any kind of thing that used to be a church that went Laodicean or went completely Sardis dead. Well, they're not worried about that. Please understand, wherever there's great, great, powerful local church, great things happening, power of God, and especially signs and wonder, you know, some kind of real healings going on, and charismatic gifts being used, I will tell you what a highly trained satanic infiltrator told me face to face. where there is a church that shows a lot of charismatic giftings, a lot of emotion, but no checks and balances, no discernment, no testing of the spirits, that's where we like to infiltrate because nobody checks us. Nobody tests us. We can go right in and lay hands on people, speak out loud in counterfeit satanic tongues, and transmit spirits. We can raise our hands and speak out loud with tongues, satanic counterfeit tongues, without anybody interpreting, so nobody knows what's being said, and we can curse Jesus Christ. We can lay hands and transfer demonic spirits, give false prophecies, and even unleash healings and weird things. Let me tell you something. People have asked me again and again and again concerning Todd Bentley and what we're going to do about it. I have observed and watched and prayed and waited. Todd Bentley's background out of Canada, satanic ritual abuse, satanic stuff. I believe that he got a measure of healing and deliverance. But I'm going to just tell you right now and put on the record that I believe without a shadow of doubt inside of me that Todd Bentley has sub-personalities. Whether he knows or doesn't know is another question. My discernment right now is that what's inside of him knows of the counterfeit that surfaces. You can look at the YouTube videos. You can look at the one at Morningstar Church where the tribal spirits are beginning to be released almost in direct fashion of voodoo spirits. You can look at the tribal tattooing that for some reason what Todd Bentley once looked like a fine young minister, and then once he got in deep, broad, and wide, and signs and wonders were occurring, and people were gathering. Though there were hundreds of Christians saying and screaming, test this, test this, test this. Though there were others that got on stage and backed all that was going on, even the false doctrine, even the false angelic visitation, even all the crazy things and false prophecies that were going on, Peter Wagner and crew failed in their coming there to back, because this was no mere easy, observable counterfeit. When it comes to someone who has sub-personalities that are trained in infiltration, that are demonized with counterfeit powers, they only begin to surface when everything is moving in an emotional way. So I'm telling you what I've observed. You can disagree with me if you want. I only warn you in the sight of God and feel the total freedom of the Spirit of God to say that Rick Joyner is missing it, is not seeing it, is too close to the problem, along with others. Though many are saying again that another tragedy will occur, as did before, I observed again and again and again. You can look for yourself on the YouTube videos of Todd Bentley. There are times that his eyes are as clear and light, and other times when they go completely black, glassy, and dark, when the switch to sub-personalities, or even them coming up co-conscious with demonization, bringing through him, and I've seen this where a real multiple will believe they're getting a prophecy from God, a word from God. No, it isn't. It's a sub-personality, co-conscious, sending thoughts, demonized, observing the crowd, observing the others, in order to bring counterfeit, that which looks like the real, but it is not. If you've watched him fall to the stage, make those sounds like, ay, 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 when you've seen the one video clip of the tribal voodoo presence begin to operate, And I would just say, you research it prayerfully. If God gives us the grace, we will be down there to deal with it. I am bringing this out now because coming from the St. Louis Conference, individuals, leaders that got together, showed and shared even more information. Because we've worked in the field of satanic ritual abuse, watching that sub-personalities inside what are called chosen ones, they are trained to infiltrate. They are given demonic powers to counterfeit any spiritual gift, bring out some kind of signs and wonders. And the goal is come in the church, bring deception into the church. Jesus commanded in Matthew 24, let no one deceive you. We are told in 2 Thessalonians 2 the same thing. Same thing in 1 John. The same thing in Timothy 4. I am going to tell you now that the satanic encroachment into the church with counterfeit signs, wonders, and miracles has in the past and is right now deceiving even leaders who have come to a point of belief that nothing should be checked, that everything should be unleashed. One leader in one church said literally these words, let things start in the flesh, they'll get to the spirit sooner or later. Absolutely wrong. Others have said, we're not going to be here to criticize anything. We'll let anything occur. Don't be afraid. Whatever you got, let it be unleashed. When I watched the video, a YouTube video, on a large screen in St. Louis a week ago, when I observed it again and again, when I sat with Lynn Marzulli and others, when the crowd watched, this crowd being very versed in deliverance, discernment, I was shocked to observe at Morningstar Church where they allowed a woman to begin to cry out deep calls to deep. And then erupting out of her is the same exact thing we have seen in voodoo and in Haitian, the manifestation of tribal spirits. The connection was made concerning the tribal tattooing of Todd, probably acquired by a subpersonality. It may be true that even in his leaving his wife, divorcing his wife, because he got caught having sex with a younger woman, it may be that a subpersonality did all of that, as we've seen. We have been in this mix. We have seen the damage. We have observed. We have tracked. We have run surveillance. We have sought to see the mode of operation. Not only will I tell you that I believe Todd Bentley has subpersonalities, and that this particular live radio on Wednesday, April the 14th, will be archived and a clip will be sent. Some of you listening right now may have been watching the Morningstar services. There is no question that in the context of real believers, like Acts chapter 5, in the context where real things of God are going on, if there are doorways by others, and where there has been teaching, don't test, don't think, don't criticize, don't judge, keep your mouth shut. Let anything happen. Like the so-called prophetic symbolism of people walking around like dogs, or oinking like a pig and calling it the anointing, or other signs and wonders that are occurring where people are told not to say anything because they'll come against the Holy Spirit, though the Holy Spirit said, test the spirits to see whether something comes from God. The Holy Spirit, again, that's 1 John 4. And 1 Thessalonians 5, test everything, hold to the good. You don't have to throw out all the supernatural. You don't have to throw out the giftings. You don't have to throw out the power of God. You don't have to throw out the miracles, the healings, the salvation, the real deliverances in the work of God. You don't have to throw that out in order to deal with the counterfeit. Spiritual leaders are responsible to get off their spiritual duffs and to stand and guard the flock of God. The Spirit of God said through Paul to the Ephesian elders in the book of Acts that there would be imposters coming in to the church to bring the deception, to try to pull people out. And young believers, young sheep in Christ that have not built up enough of the Word of God in the sense of the Spirit's discernment, it is clear, can be deceived for a time. It is clear that leaders that came to Florida to attest to Todd Bentley were absolutely wrong in their discernment. There needs to be, clearly, the Word of God will give you discernment. Build your ability to discern. The Holy Spirit of God within us. When I saw in that service, all of a sudden, the manifestation of tribal demonic presence that began to wail out, take control. See, the spirit of the prophets is control of the prophets. The Holy Spirit in fullness and in power coming through Christ, coming through Peter and Paul and Philip, they were never passive. They were never out of their mind. They never went into some trance, but I have watched again and again and again in deliverances where demonic presence tried to come up and battle, send the person into a passive trance as they would be operative. The Spirit of God never needs you to go into a trance in order to demonstrate His power. Look at the book of Acts. Healing, signs, wonders, powers occurred through the total, alert, spirit-filled minds and hearts of real believers in Christ. I will tell you again, share it where you may, but in our prayer research and in our urgency at this point, counterfeit signs and wonders, and even a display of mockery of Christian ministry is being displayed, where the Christians and leaders have convinced themselves and told the participants, don't judge, don't be critical, receive literally, basically, simply, receive everything that goes on. Really? Everything? That's not the Word of God. I can receive all of what God is doing, His power, grace, might, and I've seen and been in revivals and incredible things. But just like in the book of Acts, just like in historic revivals, just like back in Florida, now at Morningstar, counterfeit is coming in. Counterfeit is coming through. Counterfeit looks like the real. Let me mention these things real quick. Counterfeit, demonically guided counterfeit spiritual signs, wonders, giftings, workings, are plotted. In other words, they're planned. They seek to bring it. Number two, they are real powers, but demonic. Number three, the power operative sometimes occurs through sub-personalities in those who have been trained as high-ordered infiltrators. Number four, counterfeit will look just like the real, about like the real. Number five, the goal of the counterfeit is to deceive believers. It's to deceive believers. In those cases in Matthew 24, 1 Thessalonians 5, 2 Thessalonians 2, 1 John 2, it's all a reference to believers to discern, to test, to beware, and told, don't let anyone deceive you. When spiritual leaders get into their heads or get panicky about letting anything supernatural occur, no matter what it is, they open the flock to damage. They open the door to what almost looks like the real thing, but is counterfeit. Though they hear the voices of many good believers everywhere saying, something's wrong here. Even within their own flock, something is wrong here. They're not permitting people to check it out. Sixthly, the counterfeit will bring confusion and division. That's the intent. When plotted, planned, real satanic infiltrators with sub-personalities that hold demonic counterfeit abilities, their goal is to get in with leaders. Their goal is to bring seduction to leaders, to associate with leaders, to literally get the leaders to back them, to be behind them. That is part of the MO we have seen over 20 years. They want to get in next to the leaders. They want to get with maybe gifts they've given, gifts demonized, rituals that have been raised. Take a look at our series, Dark Rituals, Dark Powers. Part of satanic rituals involves invisibility, cloaking. Part of their release and summoning of demons and the part of the issue of demonic counterfeit is to be cloaked for the demonic lethal demon to be cloaked, masqueraded as if light, masqueraded as if the real thing. Three things urgently that we need to know right now. God commands you to discern, to pray through things, to let no one deceive you, to test the spirits to see whether they're from God, to test everything to hold on what is good, to be clothed and filled with the Spirit of God, to use the Word of God and to know it well, and to, listen, where there is a check, go to prayer. Ask the Spirit of God. He knows. That's what I've done. That's what others have done. That's why this message, this day, is the beginning of a project to bring exposure to what is occurring now and the sub-personalities operative within Todd Bentley need to be exposed. Listen, Mrs. Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net. We encourage you to go to ShatterTheDarkness.net. Find out other materials that we have. They're all kinds of hundreds of them free. We'll see you Friday night. We're asking you to pray over the message you've heard. Consider things. Seek the Lord. God's blessing and discernment, power and fruit in Christ's name be with you. Good night.